CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on demand for your convenience today.
On the podcast. Welcome, my friend.
People tune in to hear stuff like that.
Do they?
Yeah, how many loud noises.
How many streams have we had?
Who knows?
Like zero?
There's no real way to know that.
There actually is. Just look on the screen.
Probably 12.
Today, number 13, mate.
I think we got over 100 on-demand listens on the episode where you lied to the coast about leaving.
Was it?
Broke their trust. Yeah, it was over 100.
Oh, it's the
listens.
Tears. If you ever want me to cry again, just let me know, all right? I'll have to dig deep. Dig deep into those emotions.
On today's show, we were talking about old clothing that we still wear. We were talking about flaming penguins. We were talking about... I played a little clip at the start.
All things hot, 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 hot.
Mm. I spoke with a fella about a games and trivia night happening at Buttons, as well as a fella who's putting on a photo exhibition in Wynyard. Ari sat back
and relaxed.
Because secretly it was pre-recorded the day before and Ari wasn't here yesterday. That's how it works. It's a secret. Only you, the listener of the podcast, get to know the bonds.
I obviously wasn't in yesterday. But it was fun doing it from home, to be honest. I kind of enjoyed that.
Jerry said it sounded good.
Oh, that's good. Did he actually?
Yeah, he did. In the promo meeting in front of everyone.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it just wasn't happening yesterday. I was schnozing all over the place.
Sneezing?
Schnozing.
I didn't feel very well yesterday either.
I went through like a box of tissues. Yeah, I was like, have you had Panadol?
Big headache.
I've still got a headache today. I've double dropped some Panadol already today.
And because this studio is always hot, I wasn't sure if I was feverish or not. But once I got out the studio, I was like, nah, not feverish. It's just that studio.
So I literally had my heater on like 25 yesterday and I was rugged up. So I would have loved it in here yesterday.
Yeah,
Devo.
There you go. It would have been even better than from home, probably.
Devo.
Spring Santa in here. You've got
well,
it home anyway.
The thing was, I had to take a RAT test, and I literally was walking out the door, and I could not stop sneezing, and I was like, oh, this isn't good. I better go take a RAT. And then the runs I have says you have to wait 15 minutes. I was like, I'm going to miss the start of the show.
You've got some weird UV light with it.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that in, but I've still got one more left. I got like a pack of five, so I don't want to bring it in, then leave it here, and then have to do a RAT and be like, I can't tell if it's...
So you only have one UV for all your RATs?
Yeah, it's one. It's just a little light.
Because I never got any UV with any of my RAT tests that I got.
Oh, well, no light. You will be disgusted.
So you can see just blotches of stains everywhere. So what previous...
And my house is clean. Like...
So where did you find splotches?
My house is clean.
Where were the splotches or the UV light?
So I've got like two sinks on my in my bathroom, and I was doing the RAT test in the middle of the two sinks.
Okay.
And I did that and was like, ooh.
There were splotches in the bathroom.
Ooh. I don't know. I think it might even pick up the spray. Like the chemical spray.
Does it?
That you clean.
Well, there was spray in the bathroom.
Because I was like, oh, this doesn't look very nice.
Where was it?
Like literally where I was doing the RAT. Because I didn't want to.
Between the sinks.
Yeah.
There was spray.
Like, but I clean that all the time.
Yeah.
Weird, right?
Could
but
be.
Maybe I sneezed.
Oh, yeah.
I probably sneezed.
And sprayed all over it.
Oh, that would make sense.
So is that the only place you saw some hidden UV splotches?
Oh, I didn't want to check everywhere else. Well, it's been a long time, so they would be fine anyway.
No, the splotches stay forever. I think I've seen that CSI.
Do they stay forever?
Oh, on CSI.
No.
On CSI.
Not that long. That's like months ago.
We'll see. We'll try it out. Bring it in here. See what splotches are happening.
Bring it in here. What's been happening in here?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what Lee and Jess got up to while that Adam on the long lunch.
Adam.
Mike O'B.
Digging yourself a hole.
Mike O'B. Could have.
I'm looking at you.
Who was before Lee and Jess on Mike O'B? They probably? Splotches? Whoever they were?
I don't know. Anyway.
We'll find out. But anyway, here's today's
Not
show.
Year's Eve.
That's a future show. Here's today's show. New Year's Eve. Here it is on
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Well, given yesterday's talk topic, I suppose they're going to get off the boat and be met with this.
Go back! Go back! Go back! Run for your life!
By the sounds of it, I mean, that's what the people said. The people have spoken.
I really like like hanging out in Burnie. I really like going to Communion.
Yeah.
That's a vibe. Rialto, Vino, but pretty much all the places where you get a cocktail.
Laser tag, don't forget.
Laser tag, yeah. And the beach is so beautiful, like the front area where you play volleyball and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. You look, you turn, there's a beach. So settle down. But yeah, today we've got a talk topic that's going to, you know, annoy the bosses a little less. It's what's the oldest item of clothing you have? Do you have an old item of clothing, Arielle Ackland?
I don't chuck out anything. You know what happens to all my old items of clothing?
What's that?
They go to me mother. And then me mum wears them until they turn into rags, and then they go to the cleaning cupboard, and then they're rags, and then they used
do
all
some
the way
wiping.
Through. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. The circle of life, isn't that sweet? Well, we'll get to that soon at CFM Tasmania if you've got a real old item of clothing that you still wear. Let's see if we can find the oldest item of clothing in circulation on the coast today.
Okay.
Should be safe.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
Welcome back to the studio, by the way, Ari. Should have said.
Yeah, thank you.
How are you feeling?
A little bit better.
A little bit better. I got the feeling you're only here because you're worried about public backlash. If you miss work.
I actually am. Mama Tina had some comments and I'm hardly at work. So I was like, oh, I have to come in.
Well, her words were, gee, she has a lot of time off.
Yeah. Sorry, Mama Tina.
What about the lady on the Instagram? She had a go too, remember?
Yeah.
Not just Mama Tina. the greater public. The greater general public. Tell them, not me. Hey, tell them. Tell the public.
No, I don't need to tell them because I know I do.
Exactly. Here we go.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the word.
This will make you feel better. This will wake you up. Refresh.
Oh, thank you, Adam.
Refresh, Ari.
Thank
Replenish.
You. All right.
Rejuvenate.
Adam, you've got 5 seconds. Are you ready?
Mm.
To name 3 things you might cook on a barbecue.
Sausages, steaks, and onions. And a shrimp.
With plenty of time to spare.
He's done it. He has done it, hasn't he?
He has done it.
Thank you for the easy one, by the way.
No worries. You're welcome.
All right, Ari. And you listening, can you beat Ari here? I reckon they couldn't have beaten me there. That was great.
You were pretty fast.
What a performance. All right, Ari, in 5 seconds, please name 3 characters in Shrek.
Donkey, Shrek, and Princess Fiona.
She has done it.
That's pretty good, to be honest.
There you go.
Thank
you feel
you.
Better?
Yeah, I actually do.
Sickness
thank you.
Gone.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Right, today we want to know what's the oldest item of clothing that you still wear. What inspired this was yesterday I popped on some trousers. Often I wear these trousers around the house in the winter months. There's some old blue trackies. I got them in 2007 when I was 16. I bought them to wear to Big W. I needed blue trousers to pick and pack shelves, you know. Pick and pack shelves, you know. No, what's it called? Night fill. Is the official title, yeah. I was a night filler at Big W.
Hang on, when you were how old?
16.
Have you not grown since you were 16?
Yeah, probably a little, but I was...
Or did you just buy them really big?
No, I don't know.
Surely they're like, your ankles out.
There's pictures of me in these trousers when I'm 16 and they perfectly fit fine. They're a little looser, like a little wider now, I think, because the material's been worn.
Yeah.
There's a little hole in the knee. Other than that, they're quite thick still, keep me warm.
Oh, that's
they're still
the
with me.
Best. And you've got an emotional attachment to them now too.
Yeah, they keep me comfort. They keep me comfortable. In the winter months. And yeah, I bought them to work. So I worked in them as well. Big W, often on my knees, getting the stuff out of the cages at the bottom and stuff like that. Mm. So that's probably where the hole came from. Probably put the hole in it back in 07. But it's a small hole. They work just fine.
Or
I mean,
a moth.
They're pretty. A moth could have done it. They're pretty, they are pretty wide, almost parachute-y now, you know, like that. Mm. The elastic fits fine around the waist, but yeah, they're quite wide on the legs. I think around, you know, in the 2000s, legs were wider in the trousers for men, weren't they?
Yes.
Not as slim. It all got a bit slim around 2010, I think, shortly after. Everyone had the slim jeans. But also, this shirt I have on here is from 2008, Queens of the Stone Age, when I saw them in Hobart, 08. And these rock tees,
yeah,
they tend to go for like $500 now on the internet. These vintage rock tees.
Oh, so vintage, Adam.
But yeah, got a couple of old band tees. You got any old clothes you still wear because you love them?
Yeah, I do. I don't like throwing out clothes. I don't like wasting or throwing out clothes. So yeah, I have lots of different items in my cupboard that, you know, I just have so many memories with. I just can't bring myself to chuck them out.
Mm. I'm a big fan of vintage anyway, because older clothes a few decades ago, they were often manufactured in Western countries where the workers had rights. So they're made better as well because they were happy workers. Probably had unions and stuff.
I do agree the quality of some of the clothing, yeah, it was way better.
Mm.
And you do have favourite track pants.
Yeah.
That just like you just can't let go of because like, but they're just so comfortable.
And they're house pants. Who are you trying to impress?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, go with the heart.
I did have a pair of track pants that I used to do hip hop dance to, and they got so worn because like obviously, you know, you need them quite large and then you put them over the back of your heel.
Right.
So that they were all ripped to shreds and everything on the bottom of the feet. And they ended up having to go in the bin because they were so ripped up. Like, you'd slide on the floor and the dancers and stuff. So, like, they were pretty hacked up.
Yeah.
But their mum just turned them into a rag. So
Yeah.
Useful.
It's the circle of life. Haven't you seen Lion King?
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
It is time to play Who Dat. How would you like to be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at a Cut Above Quality Meats? Think about all those things you'd be cooking on the barbecue. Could be.
Onion.
This weekend. Yeah, onion. Not sure about that one, Adam. Sausages, shams legs, all sorts of goodies. A Cut Above Quality Meats is in Wright Street in East Devonport. Well worth crossing the bridge for. And we're playing Who Dat. We've got an audio lineup of three with Mel Gibson. Which one is the real Mel Gibson?
If you check Rotten Tomatoes, his highest reviewed film is Chicken Run. 97%, by the way.
What is the audience score? It's like 65.
65, that's right. The critics
as bad
love it.
As my parenting skills with a robot baby.
All right, 1-300-655-922. Which of these is Mel Gibson? Remember, if you have a stab in the dark, one in three shot, here's clip A.
Try and do it with your head in sort of a less jarring position.
Clip B.
It's always greener on the other side. And then you get there and it's brown and prickly.
Clip C.
I mean, I'd say I'm an emotional chameleon.
Which one could it be, A, B, or C?
Oh, if you're a loyal listener, there's no way of knowing, is there?
Well, if you're a loyal watcher of that film too, because we've mentioned it all morning so far. Here we go again, here's clip A.
Try and do it with your head in sort of a less jarring position.
Clip B.
It's always greener on the other side. And then you get there, and it's brown and prickly.
Clip C.
I mean, I'd say I'm an emotional chameleon.
It's always good when we have an easy one because we can check people are listening. The phone lines light up.
I'm literally nodding my head at Adam like, oh, that's you've made it way too easy.
I wonder which one it could be, A, B, or C. Which one is Mel Gibson, the guy who was in Chicken Run? 1-300-655-922 if you possibly know.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Robert from Ulverston is on the phone. Before we play, Robert, can I just ask you, what's the oldest piece of clothing that you have that you still wear?
I've probably got shirts that I've had for like 10 or more years.
Yeah, shirts with plenty of memories in them.
Yeah, they don't fit me real well anymore, but they fit me.
Yeah, they fit you enough.
Yeah, that's it.
To at least wear them around the house anyway, or to bed or something.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Robert, we'll give you the line-up. You tell us which one is Mel Gibson. Here's clip A.
Try and do it with your head in sort of a less jarring position.
Clip B.
It's always greener on the other side. And then you get there, and it's brown and prickly.
Clip C.
I mean, I'd say I'm an emotional chameleon.
Which one do you reckon's Mel Gibson, Robert?
Get out of the stab of B.
It's always greener on the other side. And then you get there, and it's brown and prickly.
Yes, that is Mel Gibson, of course, from Chicken Run. Clip A was Brendan Fraser, and clip C, Robert Downey Jr. Good on you, Robert.
Thank you.
Do you think we made it a bit easy for you today?
Well, that was a complete stab in the dark. I had no idea.
Well, there you go.
Oh,
well, great
that's
work.
That's good. Because Adam was saying that quote all day yesterday.
I was, and I was saying Mel Gibson was the one in Chicken Run, and so we thought that that had made it easy. But, hey, good stab in the dark.
That I thought it sounded like a line-up chicken run. That's the only reason I went for it.
Yeah,
fair enough,
choice.
Robert.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
She's gone deep today. How are you feeling? Give us an update on the sickness first.
I just feel super run down.
Do you?
Those babies. Oh, and it's just, it's so weird. Have you missed them?
Not like, really, to be honest.
I don't know. I've just felt like a little bit down too. And I'm like, maybe it's because my robot baby's not in the house.
Yeah, okay.
It's weird. It's attachment. It's been a weird couple days, y'all.
Pulling at those maternal strings inside,
yeah,
deep inside.
I think my ovaries are like, sorry, where's your child gone?
Okay, swollen ovaries. It is the 11th of May today. On this day in 1812, the waltz was introduced into English ballrooms. Have you waltzed?
Yes, I've waltzed.
You have? How do you do it?
What?
How does it work?
I'm not going to do it here.
Why?
You can't, no one can see me.
Yeah, but explain it in words.
My parents, when they were together, were very good ballroom and Latin dancers, and they competed and you toured around and went on cruise ships and competed at lots of different places.
Did they get gastro on those cruise ships?
I don't think so. But I can ask me, Matt.
Okay.
And I'll also give her an update about your housing situation.
Yeah, just let her know my dad's already nagging me about it. It's fine.
Okay.
It's been taken care of by dad.
Your dad, my mum, both want you to buy a house. End of story.
Yeah, impossible.
Waltz over.
What they don't understand is I'm not a boomer.
Yeah.
So I can't.
Stop eating smash dabo, Adam. Buy a house.
On this day, 1949, Siam officially changed its name back to Thailand.
We are Siamese, if you please. We are Siamese, if you don't please.
No, you're not Siamese. You're Thai. Simple.
What?
Siam. It used to be called Siam. No. That's where Siamese comes from.
No, I didn't know that.
Now
cool.
It's called Thailand. On this day in 1981, Jamaican reggae singer and songwriter Bob Marley died at 36. You know him?
Yes. Is this love? Is this love? Is this love? Is this love that I'm feeling? What a vibe.
Go, Bob.
Go, Bob.
And on this day, in the year 2000, India's population officially broke 1 billion.
1 billion?
Yep. As of last year, the population is now 1.4 billion.
That's so many people.
It's a little bit crowded with your Molly Kofta.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
The sky, Adam. I'm so happy I sit on the side of the desk where I can see the sunrise. It is absolutely stunning.
Is it?
The whole sky's like orange and pink and it's so beautiful. Happy Wednesday.
Good on ya. All right.
You're like, I do not give.
This hour before 8 o'clock, yesterday I recorded an interview with Alex about a trivia games and games night happening at Buttons. It's to raise money for cancer research.
Oh my God, amazing. I love Buttons.
Fun times, Buttons, good cause.
Yeah, triple threat.
Find out more from Alex before 8 o'clock. We've got Word Sanger on the way, your chance to win. Dog news coming up, everyone's favourite little segment.
Oh, I do love a bit of dog news. The car driving yesterday, that was weird though. That really made me not sleep very well.
You can look it up, it's all there, it's all real dog news. Dog news is hard-hitting and factual.
Mm-hmm.
Factual. And up next, we'll talk more about what's the oldest item of clothing that you own.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
I did have one. It's just, oh, there it, sorry. Facebook's just updated and rearranged all the comments that I had ready.
Would you like me to read one?
I do have it. I found
it. Okay.
Erina has said she's got a pink dressing gown with Eeyore on it. It was a 12th birthday present and she turns 30 next week. And she still has it.
That's pretty good.
It beats mine. The trousers that launched this topic, I was 17 when I got them, so not 12. And I'm 31, by the way.
Natalie still has her high school leavers top. It will be 30 years since she left school, and she still wears it to bed.
To bed? You're going to lose all the autographs on it.
Yeah, but the school leavers top, pretty good.
Apparently a way to keep autographs on clothing is to iron them in or something when the ink is just been written on. You iron it on or something like that.
Oh, there you go.
So maybe she's been ironing.
Ironing, yeah, maybe.
Emma has said a pair of purple striped Explorer socks when she was 19. Definitely not me. I wear socks for a week and they got holes in them.
Yeah, well,
my toe straight through.
Yeah, I don't know. You need to get thicker socks, dude.
No, it's to do with a flat foot thing. It makes your toe point up, so it points straight through the socks. Sometimes through shoes too.
Wow, no.
If they're like sneakers that are a bit soft on the top, the toe will poke a hole in them. Yeah, pretty quickly. But
sharp toes there, bro.
My socks do not last like that. Although it is a thing that dudes wear underwear for a long, long time, even with holes in them,
mm-hmm.
especially at the end of a washing cycle.
Yes.
Big holes in your undies, but you still wear them. You still make them work.
Yeah. I used to, go through the washing and my ex's jocks were always ripped. And I'd be like, I just bought you new ones. Why do you still have these ones? Strange.
That's what we do. Jerry Seinfeld has a bit on it.
Men hang on to underwear until each individual underwear molecule is so strained it can barely retain the properties of a solid. It actually becomes underwear vapor. We don't even throw it out. We just open a window and it goes out like dandelion spores. That's how men throw out underwear. We just go, and it's gone. That's it. It's just...
It floats away itself. That's true. So I mean, maybe the oldest item of clothing you got is a pair of undies that you still wear at the end of the washing cycle.
Maybe.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Now, Ari, does Santi ever leave his food too long and it starts getting maggots underneath it? Is my question to you.
Santiago's a golden retriever and she would never leave her food. If never? It's there, she eats it. It's gone very quickly. Don't ever leave food out with her around.
I used to have a Jack Russell and she didn't eat all her food all the time. Sometimes it would sit there too long and it would get the maggots underneath it and then she'd eat it later.
That's disgusting. If they leave it, clean it. Get gone.
Dogs love to eat some pretty dodgy things, so it's no surprise that they are actually enjoying food that's been made by, out of maggots at the moment, Ari. Right?
This literally makes my stomach feel sick.
Formerly a veterinarian for the RSPCA, Stephanie Stubb grew up on a beef farm at Splitters Creek outside of Albury. She's created a dog food product made from dry fly larvae that she hoped would lead to more environmentally friendly pet food. So it's to save the planet, Ari, how could you? Essentially, the black soldier flies are farmed like you would any meat product, except they require 98% less energy, 96% less water, and also a lot less waste than red meat, according to Stubb, who's made it. So how could you? Many dietary allergies in dogs are caused by red meat as well, so this idea is about creating a healthy protein that is more sustainable. The larvae are harvested in laboratories in Victoria and Western Australia, and they have a 26-day life cycle. At the 13-day point, they are harvested, dried, and turned into a meal. It's the same as chicken or beef, and looks and feels the same as the product that goes into kibble. The product is more expensive, however. Stubb believed as the industry evolves, costs would come down too. Miss Stubb started her business, Anipal, to drive sustainable change in the vet industry.
Nah.
I can't. You don't have to eat it.
Yeah, but still, yuck. Yuck.
But the dogs, they like dirty stuff. They bury stuff, you know.
Yeah, but yuck.
They like.
Is it grain free?
They like a bit of surf and turf, if you know what I mean. Is it grain free? Well,
is it mixed with other stuff or is it just dried maggots?
Doesn't say in the parchment here, but the protein comes from the maggots, so it's probably mixed with other stuff. But I'm sure if you wanted a grain free variety, they'd probably make it. Mm. It's about healthiness, because some dogs have an allergy to the red meat, so. Some dogs can't have grain too. I'm sure she'd cover you.
Still so gross. Ugh. Would you feed your dog maggots?
Would you feed your dog? Dogs like gross.
Ew.
They like a bit of surf and turf is what I call it.
No, I just want a dog.
All's well that ends well. The dogs are happy.
So disgusting. I feel sick, Adam.
Sometimes they eat the maggots in the bowl anyway.
Gross! I just
want a dog. Well, hang on. Before we end this dog news, what about when you leave the dog food too long in the bowl and then maggots come? Are they eating maggot protein?
Stop it!
Word Sanger.
Something.
Win, win, win.
Win, win, win. How would you like to be walking away this prize-giving Friday with a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater? They are open 7 days and you could be getting yourself a new house plant. All you need to do is tell us the word that goes in the middle of the Sanger. Theo, the supreme gentleman, will give you the two words. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle, give us a call, 1300 655 922.
Your words for today are scare and bar.
Scare something, scare. Something bar. Let me jot this down. Scare something.
And bar.
Something bar.
Scare.
Do you think you know, Ari? You've got the sheet.
Yep.
Did you just check the sheet?
No, I haven't. I wanted to play along like a listener today.
Oh, and did you get it?
Yeah, I think I know. Yeah.
Well, do you know listening? 1-300-655-922. Scare something, something bar. Oh, I almost said it. You've got no idea how close I was to saying it just then. That was lucky.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Stop it, Adam. Stop saying it.
Scare something, something bar. It's the something in the middle that we need from you at 1-300-655-922. Marshmallow, he's got a big head.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Kendra from Port Sorrel is on to play Word Sanger today. Just before we do, Kendra, we're asking people today, what's the oldest item of clothing that you still wear?
Oh, I've still got things from a long time ago,
80s. From the 80s, that's cool. Mm. Like what kind of stuff? Like dresses or T-shirts or something?
Yes,
jackets.
Jackets are vintage.
Jackets are resilient, aren't they?
Vintage.
Nice one, Kendra. All right, Theo will give you the words and you give us that middle word. Let's go.
Your words for today are scare and bar.
What goes in the middle, Kendra?
Crow.
The word for my sanger is crow, scarecrow, crowbar.
No messing around from Kendra. Straight into it. It's definitely crow. You knew it. You knew it. She knew it.
You knew it. Well done. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to Niche Plants in Shearwater. They're open 7 days. Adam is dancing around. He's so excited for you.
Good on you, Kendra.
Great.
Go, Kendra.
Always good to dance.
You're so weird, Adam.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
We have with us on the phone Alex. He's going to tell us more about this trivia night that's coming up at Buttons Brew Pub. All right, Alex, tell us about the trivia night coming up on the 19th of May.
Yeah, we're running a trivia night at Buttons Brew Pub on Thursday the 19th of May, raising money for cancer research in Australia through what's called the Mystery Box Rally.
Yeah, well, tell us about this Mystery Box Rally. So after this trivia night, you're going on a bit of a journey.
Yeah, so basically the Mystery Box Rally is it's a fundraiser event for National Cancer Research. It's basically a sister rally to what's called the Shitbox Rally. Excuse the French there. It's basically where we go on a big drive to celebrate just how much money we've raised as a team and as a collaborative for cancer research.
Oh, look, I think the French is fine when it's for a good cause.
it's definitely a good cause. Since its creation about 12 years ago now, we've raised over $23, $24 million for cancer research. So it's just huge. It's actually one of the biggest fundraisers for cancer research in Australia.
So this trivia night is one part of a greater mystery box rally type of thing. So this actual trivia night, what's going on? There's music, there's auctions and stuff like that?
Yeah, so basically this is one of the ways we raise money for the cause. On the night, we've got Clinton Hutton coming along to provide some entertainment. We have a few rounds of trivia, some musical bingo that we're hoping to run live with Clinton, which might get a bit interesting.
Yeah, cool.
We've got some games, silent auction, and meals and drink are available from the bar as normal.
Perfect. And people can still register for a table?
Exactly. People can still register for a table. The best way to find that table is to jump on stickytickets.com.au and search for Trivia Ulverston, and it'll come up with a nice bright blue poster.
That's awesome. Yeah, be a part of it. It's for a good cause. It's on the 19th of May at Buttons Brew Pub. Just before we let you go, tell us a bit more about this Mystery Box Rally. So how does it work? You go on a journey around Australia and you don't know where you're going to go?
Exactly. So every year, the Mystery Box Rally is announced as having a starting location.
Yep.
Teams get accepted, and if you're accepted, you fundraise your way to the rally, and the rally at the end is basically your reward for all your fundraising efforts at the end of the year. So that comes out of our own pockets. That's not a fundraise thing. And this year it's Port Lincoln. So COVID knocked us about a bit in the last couple of years. We were supposed to go to Rockhampton, and we were unable to get there with border closures. But this year it's Port Lincoln, South Australia, and we know that we turn up there at the end of June, and we don't know where we're going. That's the mystery.
Right, and you use an older car, is that right?
Yeah, so the Mystery Box Rally has a requirement for your vehicle to be over 25 years or older. And based on the roads that we know we're going to take them on, because it's been a bit of a tradition that they're Australia's worst roads, I don't think you'd take your 25-year-old or older Porsche.
Yeah.
It's basically put together something that that's going to get a bit knocked about. And we've got a lovely little, what we call the postie van. It's a Postman Pat theme this year. We found this little Oz Post delivery van from 1984 from a cancer survivor that sold it to us to go on this journey. So we hope to do it proud, and hopefully it makes the journey. If it doesn't, it comes home on a trailer.
Well, good luck with it all. Sounds like quite a journey, and what a great cause. If you'd like to go to that trivia night, which helps towards it, it's the 19th of May. You can get tickets at stickytickets.com.au, and it's happening at Button's Brew Pub. Thanks for telling us about it, Alex. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. How are you feeling? You weren't well yesterday.
Oh!
Or this morning, really.
Oh, yeah. Got the baby blues.
Do you?
Baby blues.
You miss your robot baby. Weird, that.
I used all my energy last week and I just needed back blues.
I was under the impression that you were the hype.
I am the hype.
What happened to that girl?
I am the hype, but I hyped up everything last week. Mm. And
you ran out of hype.
I did run out of hype, yeah. Yeah, for
you've been
sure.
Depleted. Well, I'll tell you what, this will hype you up. This hour, before 9 o'clock, yesterday I caught up with Errol, who's putting on a Magic Moments photo exhibition in Wynyard. I'll play that talk before 9 o'clock for us. Chorus Kings, that always hypes everyone up.
Oh, that always hypes us up, doesn't it?
Call and sing for your chance to win. That's simple. Also, the NWFL Young Player and Women's Player of the Week. Hype you up there?
Yep. Love
birthday
this.
Book. You love to read out some birthdays?
Yeah. Celebrating birthdays.
I know what you really love, freebies. We're going to go
I
out.
I love free stuff.
Find some freebies from our street team. So, yeah. Takeisha is going to be at the Penguin Country Bakehouse. So, I'll tell you what would hype you up even more. Takeisha, if you're listening, eat a flaming penguin.
Oh, my
the
God,
spicy
please.
One.
Please, get a spicy penguin.
If you're out there and you're going to grab those freebies from Takeisha, make sure she eats that flaming penguin.
And Renna will be in fourth today at United, and she has a $50 fuel card to give away.
Oh, very handy, that fuel card. So if you are going out and about, make sure you grab that fuel card. Or if you're going to see Takeisha, make sure she eats a flaming penguin. We'll check in next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Love, love, love.
Run it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
I'm going to say you're going to love, love, love getting a $50 fuel card from Renna. She's out about the CFM Cruiser in fourth.
I don't know what it is.
Okay,
that's it.
Get it, girl.
All right, guys, petrol prices have been at an all-time high lately. Have you thought about walking?
Yeah, good idea.
Too far for me. Too far. Too many hills.
Oh, dear. So this month, Mickey and I will be out and about giving away fuel cards. And today, I am at the United Petrol Station in Forth. And you will love, love, love this because RACT and United Petroleum are giving away thousands of dollars of free fuel this month, including three major prizes of $500 United fuel cards. How amazing is that?
Perfect.
Love, love, love.
Love, love, love,
love, love, love for sure. What you have to do is you just have to simply fuel up at United and show your membership card to automatically enter the draw to win $500 worth of fuel. And for more details, you just have to head to racity.com.au. Terms and conditions apply. Participating sites only. Guys, I already have lots of people here before I started to be on air. So if you missed out for the $50 voucher, I still have lots of freebies here. Come and see me. I have show bags and Crips Master Love. So I am here at United Petrol Station in Forth. Love, love, love.
Love, 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 love.
And Takeisha is eating a flaming penguin. And if she's not... Attack her. No, don't.
Yeah, no, she's really not.
Oh, come on, Takeisha.
Oh, come on.
Oh, live a little.
Takeisha, be brave.
I think I've got it in me.
You have it in you. You can do it. We believe in you.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
No, but what I can do is give away freebies, of course. I am at the Penguin Country Bakehouse in Penguin, and I've got the Coast Best Free Stuff on board. I've got some fresh bread, thanks to Cripps Masterloaf, free coffee vouchers for McCafe. What else have I got? I've also got some No Pong deodorant. And I've got to get this right, because it's one or the other. It is Honey Crunch flavoured better milk, which you might need after you eat a Flaming Penguin.
Oh, yeah.
So if I give all those away, I'm just not going to be able to do it, am I? So come down, grab some freebies. All I want to know is, what is your go-to item of food for breakfast? Because I'm hungry.
A flaming penguin,
obviously.
A Flaming Penguin. Just eat one, Takesha. Just eat one.
You can do it.
No, I really can't. I cannot handle hot
Someone
food.
Someone get Takesha a Flaming Penguin.
You know
please.
Where she is? She's at the Penguin Country Bakehouse that sells the Flaming Penguin. Go
They're
grab
famous.
A one. Just have a bite, Takesha. Just a little bite.
Just one bite.
Just
go
a little
on.
Nibble. A little nibble.
Maybe.
Oh,
if someone goes down there and peer pressures her, that's almost
Come
a definite
on,
yes.
Come on, Flaming Penguin.
You guys are crazy. Come and find me. Bring me a Flaming Penguin and I might actually eat
yes!
one. I'm at the Penguin Country Bakehouse in Penguin in the CFM Cruiser car by Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical.
That's our Takesha.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing, why?
Call 1300 655 922.
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me.
Got some birthdays to shout out. They've been submitted through the website cfmtaz.com.au. They're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at peppermint parties in East Devonport. They got marquees, photo booths, and they got lots more.
A huge happy birthday to Cooper from Devonport. Happy birthday, my bro. You the man. Doesn't say who it's from, sorry.
Lola from Purney. Happy 7th birthday, Lola. Love from Mum, Joshy, Pax and Elk.
Mac from Wynyard. Happy first birthday, Mac. Oh, our gorgeous nephew and cousin. We hope you have the best day. Love, Auntie Marley, Uncle Dean, Reedy and Koa.
Paige from Stanley. Happy birthday for the 6th of March. PH. Hope you're...
Did Dad say happy birthday for the 6th of March?
Yeah.
It's like May.
Yeah, and then it says, hope your psychosis gets better soon. So I don't know if they're having a go or if this is some in-joke. Sorry, it's what it says on the page.
Not sure, but we read it. Happy birthday for either today or the 6th of March.
Yeah, for a couple of months ago. To Paige, cfmtaz.com.au to get those entries in, no matter how weird they are.
Yes. Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
Time now to acknowledge the CFM NWFL Young Player of the Week. This week's winner is Circular Heads, Austin Perry. Austin played a very solid game last week, playing as a rebounding defender on numerous occasions, was the start of the side's attack on the week. His one-on-one contests is a major strength of his, and he continues to utilise it to great effect, so congrats again to Austin.
Go, Austin! This week's CFM NWFL Women's Player of the Week is Penguins' Danielle Dunstone. Danielle is a forward midfielder who reads the game well and is dangerous around goals. Watch out. She's clean at ground level and with the ball in hand. The game seems to stop around her, creating time and space. Nell sets a standard for young girls to follow, so watch out for her out on the field. Congratulations, Danielle.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
All right, we do have some breaking pie news.
Oh, hot.
All right, so Takesha's still out there at the country, the Penguin Country Bakehouse. Apparently the team were listening and have actually brought her out, the spicy Flaming Penguin. She's going to try it on air. We have to call her, though.
Someone get this gal, Flaming Penguin.
They have, apparently.
I know.
Listen. Hello, Takesha.
Oh, my gosh, she's got a Flaming Penguin!
yeah, so my big mouth... I said I would try one if someone brought one to me, and the team at Penguin Country Bakehouse were listening. So thanks, guys, and they've brought me two. I'm not eating two.
Two?
Oh, go on, you can do it. We believe in you.
Well,
at least do one.
They've given me a big one and a small one, and they called the small one the hand grenade, and it's got a smiley face on it, so I feel like it's very deceiving.
Right, that's the one Ari always accidentally eats, thinking it's the mild one. Go that one.
Yeah, go that one.
Oh, I'm
okay,
terrified.
Come on, Takesha, you can do this. We believe in you. All right, have you got the Flaming Penguin in your hand?
Yes, I've got it in my hand. Okay, I'll give it a go.
Good luck.
All right, the flaming penguin is going into my mouth.
Good luck. We're proud of you, Takesh.
Oh, crap.
Whoa, it's already hitting hard, is it? No. Are you in pain already?
Mm-hmm.
Is it hot as in like too hot as in like temperature or is like too hot like spicy?
Oh, spicy, hot. And I've already given away all of my milk.
She's got no milk left.
No, she's got no milk.
How much of it have you eaten?
I took like 2 bites out of it.
Oh,
no,
she's
you can do it one more. Come on. Flame that penguin up.
No. Ew. Okay, I'll go one more.
Yeah, good on ya.
Can't do it. Holy crap.
Are your lips burning?
Yes.
Hey, they ain't lying when they say it's flaming, are they?
Yes. What are you doing? That's the last time I opened my mouth on the radio.
Good on you, Takesha. You've been brave. Thanks so much. Up next, Chorus Kings.
Oh, hot.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Let's get singing.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it!
We want you to sing it. We're going to play a snippet of a chorus. If you know the next line, the phone number is 1-300-655-922. Pick your phone up, dial that number, and sing it for your chance to win it. We've got a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher to give away this prize giving Friday, but you do indeed have to sing it to be in it to win it.
Here's the line. What's that next bit? 1-300-655-922 is the number. And then what, though?
Queen B.
What's the next bit, though? Nah, what's after that, though? 1-300-655-922. Gaki, one more top. What's the next bit? 1-300-655-922.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it. Amanda from Devonport is on. Just before we play Chorus Kings, can we ask Amanda, what's the oldest item of clothing that you still wear? That's what we're asking today.
Oh, like a 20-year-old black pair of trousers.
Nice. They're still in good condition?
Yes.
Yeah, they're not too bad, but they're getting a bit old now.
Yeah. You're attached to them, though?
Yeah.
20 years they've been together, her and those trousers.
That's a long time.
All right, Amanda, we'll give you the line of the song and you take it from there, all right?
Yep. Okay.
Let's do this.
Go, Amanda!
Let's check the tone. Oh, she has done it!
Go, Amanda. You're in the draw to win that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local just like us.
Awesome. Thank you.
Best of luck to you and your trousers.
Thank you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Coming up, there's a photo exhibition happening at the Don in Wynyard from the 13th of May. Joining us is Errol to tell us more. All right, Errol, so tell us about the Magical Moments exhibition. What's it all about?
First of all, good morning, and thanks, Adam, for having me on the show. And I hope Ariel gets better soon. Magical Moments is a collaboration with the Rotary Club of Somerset, together with other Rotary clubs and local businesses in the Northwest and community groups. And the exhibition is really about nature, the photograph taken in those magical moments when the light's right and there's magic in the air. And it's the exhibition is a means of fostering conversations around mental health, well-being in the community. You know, just noticing that tragedy when it happens within a community, a small community, you know, whether the trauma is related to suicides or accidents, it has a very deep impact on the community and it's very felt by everyone. So this is just a way to get conversations going in the gentle surrounds of nature.
Yeah, fantastic. A conversation starter. Is it a money raiser as well?
There will. That's not the primary objective, Adam, but the prints will be sold, and the money will go directly to Rotary Club of Somerset to be shared within the community around mental health initiatives.
And this is a photo exhibition of your photos. How did you take the photos?
On my iPhone, either walking through nature or flying over nature, driving, stopping, seeing magical moments and just taking the photograph.
Yeah, and what kind of locations have you snapped?
Everywhere from Devonport all the way through to the Nuts and then down to Macquarie Harbour.
Yeah, very cool. Plenty of scenic areas around the northwest coast to snap, that's for sure. Yeah,
the photos take themselves.
And I
guess a part of the exhibition is to let everyone know that actually, you know, they can do it too. You know, if you're feeling down, take a walk in nature, take a few snaps, and it's a paradise that just gives you another perspective when you look at things differently.
Yeah.
It helps you to feel different. So, and that is accessible to all, and I guess that's also part of the message is that, you know, in a community like this, we have each other to reach out to, but also we have nature to walk in and reach out and be at one with and connect with. And I think that's really what it's about. It's about connecting with nature, connecting with each other, connecting with ourselves.
Yeah, for sure. And nature can really make you just stop, slow down, take a breath and regroup, can't it?
Absolutely, Adam. It's something that we maybe tend to take for granted sometimes, but, you know, that's, as you say, it's that slowing down and just, you know, just breathing, it makes such a difference.
It definitely does. So it's happening at the Don in Wynyard from the 13th to the 21st. Do we need to RSVP at all, or do we just show up?
Well, there's an opening night on the 13th from 5 o'clock, and yes, you can RSVP that. And there's also a closing event the following Friday, the 20th, also from 5 o'clock. So you can go to Facebook page, Magical Moments Exhibition, or email joe@magicalmomentsexhibition@gmail.com. And then it's open from 10 till 4, Saturday to Saturday. So just come on in.
Perfect. Thanks for telling us about it, Errol. It's happening at the Don Wynyard. It's the Magical Moments exhibition from the 13th to the 21st. Cheers, Errol.
Thank you very much.
And if you are struggling, remember you can always call Lifeline on 13 11 14.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Yes, good morning, Wednesday. How are you going?
Morning.
Today, if you've missed it, we've been asking what's the oldest item of clothing you've got that you still wear. Mine was some old trackies from 2007 when I was 16. Mm. What was yours?
I keep everything.
Yeah, yours is everything.
Everything goes to me mum's house, and then if I want to rewear it, I'll just go home for a trip and then I'll just put it back in my suitcase.
And then if it gets really old, it becomes cleaning rags.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, Robert from Ulverston said,
I've probably got shirts that I've had for like 10 or more years.
Yeah, shirts with plenty of memories in them.
Yeah. They don't fit me real well anymore, but they fit me.
Yeah, they fit you enough.
Yeah, that's it.
To at least wear them around the house anyway, or to bed or something.
Yeah.
As long as there's plenty of skin covered by the shirt, Robert, you're good. Kendra from Port Sorrell said,
well, I've still got things from a long time ago, 80s.
From the 80s, that's cool.
Mm.
Like what kind of stuff?
Jackets.
Are
vintage.
Jackets are resilient, aren't they?
Yeah, vintage.
Someone commented on the Facebook post too at CFM Tasmania. They had an old jacket from the 80s. So.
Lots of comments coming through, so join in the conversation at CFM Tasmania. Like and follow us there.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
Up next, Takeisha has your workday hits, and I wonder how she's travelling with that pie firmly in stomach.
Like, I can't handle too much pepper. So I'm like with Takeisha on this. Like, hot foods cannot handle them. And those flaming penguins are hot. Oh, and like, it stings your lips. And then,
yeah,
like,
it's good stuff.
Oh,
I love it.
And it makes your nose water.
Flaming penguin from Penguin Country Bakehouse.
What a morning.
Takeisha braved it this morning.
Oh, so proud. We've been asking her to do that since September.
Ages. She finally did it.
Yeah.
Good on her.
Yeah, so proud.
So it was a couple of hours ago. We'll see how she's going. She's got the next couple of hours for you with your workday hits. We'll see you tomorrow morning from 6.
Bye.
Yeah, see ya.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
There you have it. That was the show. Cheers for listening.
You're
Thank you. Still listening at this point. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. I'm hungry.
So are we going to get that UV light in? We're going to get the UV light in is my question.
Yeah, I'll bring it in, but I've still got one more rat test to do, so I don't want to waste the battery.
The battery?
The battery.
But you don't need the UV light for a rat test. I've never heard of such a thing.
No, well, I have to use it for this rat test.
Terrible rat test.
Did you see? I showed you the photo of my rat test yesterday morning.
Get a better rat test, bro. Yeah, I did see it.
There's a UV light.
Yeah, I remember. I was just like, Let me open it. She must have a UV light with her
kit. Can you see anything on the bench? Yeah. See, you can see stuff on the bench.
Can you?
Very small.
What, splotches?
Look.
Ah, there's splotches.
I reckon I sneezed.
Well,
must have.
I wonder how much sneezing's been done in here. We'll find out with that UV light.
Do you actually want me to bring it to my eye?
Yeah, let's have a look.
Okay.
Let's have a look.
If it runs out of batteries, though, you're buying new batteries.
I'll just buy you another rat that doesn't need UV. I've got one at home. You can have that.
Oh, my God. Thank you. That's such a smart idea. Yes, please. Please and thank you.
All right. That'll do us today. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.